You'll hear part of a radio interview in which the comedian and writer Jane Clarkson is talking about her work. Choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at part three.
Today, I'm with the much-loved comedian and writer Jane Clarkson. And obviously, Jane, this year has been quite a turning point for you.
Well, I'll never stop doing comedy, but there were practical reasons for wanting to take some time off and write a book. I felt my daughter had been neglected. She was just about to make the tricky transition from primary to secondary school, and I felt she needed her mum around. Mm-hmm. I seem to have spent most of her life in a van touring from venue to venue for my comedy act. Mm. And I did enjoy being at home for a bit, although I missed the applause and the laughter. When I finished writing in the evening, I'd turn the computer off and there'd be nothing, which was hard to get used to.
How was your novel received?
Well, a lot of male comedians had written books, so there was a bit of a bandwagon waiting to be jumped on. But with my impeccable timing, I jumped slightly late when everyone was starting to get heartily sick of comedians' books. Also, there's a kind of fury coming from some journalists about comics writing books. They're absolutely livid. As if they see your book in a bookshop and they jump up and down shouting, "It's not fair! Why should she make money out of writing as well as performing?"
Was it a difficult transition?
Well, if you think logically, writing is the obvious step. I've spent years trying to make people listen to my anecdotes, so that must count for something. Mm. Also, if you've been an observational comedian, which I am, it's not a great leap to use those skills you've developed, like observing odd mannerisms to use for jokes and turn them into a book.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Today, I'm with the much-loved comedian and writer Jane Clarkson. And obviously, Jane, this year has been quite a turning point for you.
Well, I'll never stop doing comedy, but there were practical reasons for wanting to take some time off and write a book. I felt my daughter had been neglected. She was just about to make the tricky transition from primary to secondary school, and I felt she needed her mum around. Mm-hmm. I seem to have spent most of her life in a van touring from venue to venue for my comedy act. Mm. And I did enjoy being at home for a bit, although I missed the applause and the laughter. When I finished writing in the evening, I'd turn the computer off and there'd be nothing, which was hard to get used to.
How was your novel received?
Well, a lot of male comedians had written books, so there was a bit of a bandwagon waiting to be jumped on. But with my impeccable timing, I jumped slightly late when everyone was starting to get heartily sick of comedians' books. Also, there's a kind of fury coming from some journalists about comics writing books. They're absolutely livid. As if they see your book in a bookshop and they jump up and down shouting, "It's not fair! Why should she make money out of writing as well as performing?"
Was it a difficult transition?
Well, if you think logically, writing is the obvious step. I've spent years trying to make people listen to my anecdotes, so that must count for something. Mm. Also, if you've been an observational comedian, which I am, it's not a great leap to use those skills you've developed, like observing odd mannerisms to use for jokes and turn them into a book.